welcome to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright with you as usual, diving into important topics impacting your health and well-being. You might have seen pharmacies advertising vaccination against tick-borne infection over the last few weeks. It's part of a campaign to encourage people across the country to get jabbed, with March to April being the ideal time. There are two important infections that ticks in Switzerland may transmit to humans. Lyme disease, caused by bacteria, can be treated with antibiotics if caught early. However, tick-borne meningoencephalitis, a viral infection, lacks specific treatment. But here's the good news. There's a vaccine available against tick-borne meningoencephalitis, recommended by the Federal Office of Public Health for anyone over the age of 6 years living in high-risk areas or regularly visiting them. So essentially, this is the whole of Switzerland, except the cantons of Geneva and Ticino. The vaccine requires 3 doses, spaced over several months, with a booster shot recommended every 10 years for continued protection. Concerned about the cost? Don't worry, vaccination is covered by compulsory health insurance, although deductibles and co-payments may apply. So whether at pharmacies or through your doctor, getting vaccinated is convenient and accessible. But vaccination isn't the only defence. Ticks love to lurk in dense foliage and latch on to passers-by. Wearing long trousers, socks and closed shoes and applying insect repellent can help to deter them. And don't forget to check yourself, your loved ones and even your pets for ticks after outdoor activities. Ticks like to hang out in warm, moist parts where the skin is softer, so the groin, under the arms, around the hairline, behind the ears or behind the knees are important places to look out for them. If you find a tick, remove it promptly using specialised tools available at pharmacies, and you can ask your local pharmacist because many provide a tick removal service. It can take up to 24 to 48 hours for germs to pass from the tick to you, so the sooner it's removed, the better. Once removed, wash and disinfect the area around the bite, and if you think some of the tick has been left behind, see a doctor. Keep an eye on the bite site for any signs of infection, such as redness or rash, and if in doubt, seek medical attention immediately. Also seek medical attention if you start to develop any flu-like symptoms after a tick bite. So as we enjoy the great outdoors, let's stay vigilant against these tiny but potentially dangerous creatures. Remember, prevention is key when it comes to tick-borne infections. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Health Matters. Stay safe, stay informed, and until next time, take care.